For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. For the fifth consecutive year, Governor Evers has proclaimed November 29th through December 31st as the Shop Small Wisconsin season, encouraging Wisconsinites to shop local and support Wisconsin's main streets and small businesses during the holiday season. Throughout the Shop Small Wisconsin season, the governor and members of his administration are encouraging you to celebrate small businesses and the contributions they make to communities across the state, to explore new small businesses and champion their success, and to show support for their neighbors and communities by shopping local this holiday season at your favorite small businesses. Not only is the governor encouraging you to participate in Shop Small Wisconsin season, he is also participating by shopping at local businesses around the state. He was in Richland Center today to shop at three downtown businesses, the Creative Outlet, followed by the Little Corner and Okooch Books and Libations. I had a chance to shop with the governor at the Creative Outlet. Store owner Heather Miller gave him a tour of the store. Governor Evers asked her how things have changed over the last 18 years.
It has grown like crazy.
The Creative Outlet deals in consigned clothing as well as crafts and supplies and scrapbooking supplies. As a former Wisconsin Secretary of Public Instruction, he was pleased with the various supplies for school scrapbooking.
This is stuff that they're not going to find at any of the big box stores.
I guess not.
Or even any small stores, because I have this made.
Heather Miller's stock covers 28 different area schools, clubs, and major athletic teams. While touring the Creative Outlet, Governor Evers purchased a gift for his wife to add to her owl collection. Following the closure of the Early Learning Center in Plain by the River Valley School District, District Administrator Lauren Glassbrenner announced the sale of the building on WRCO's morning show with Phil Nee.
A business in the Plain area wanted to purchase that building from us, and that's been really exciting. It actually was the Sauk Prairie Healthcare Association and Hospital. So our elementary in Plain will be turned into the Plain Clinic, and it will become a hub of the community. So Sauk Prairie Healthcare bought the Plain Elementary. And so we were there last week for a ribbon cutting, kind of a handing off of things. And it's really a great transition of a building. You want your buildings to remain alive. You want your community to remain alive. And this is a great opportunity for Sauk Prairie Healthcare that needed to maybe expand a little bit, and their building was really small, to look at an affordable way to remodel an elementary school, frankly. And so it's really exciting.
Glassbrenner says it's exciting that the legacy of the building continues to help the community.
It's a great thing for Plain. It's a great thing for the River Valley area. It's a great thing regionally to have a hub that will have great opportunities. When you think of an elementary school, it's got a gymnasium, so they can do some more OTPT activities in there for healthcare. It's got a great kitchen. Maybe we can have some diabetic seminars on how to cook healthfully and do great things, and that can be through healthcare. Some of those classrooms can be split up and put into things that are like small doctor visit places. Larger classrooms can be places for yoga or Pilates or weight rooms. So it's really going to offer that community and our region another use of a great space.
A ribbon cutting was held last week. The Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 will be holding its Christmas fundraiser for local veterans and Toma VA veterans Wednesday in the Richland County Bank lobby. The annual event has been held for many years. Marge Freeman, a past commander, three-year trustee for VFW Post 2267, is an organizer of the fundraiser.
Originally, it started after the Korean War ended. And for those who remember, Bill and Lois Duer were some of the focal individuals that were involved in it. It was strictly for the Toma VA veterans. But however, since 2017, we have also done a huge focus on our local veterans at our local homes, Pine Valley, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Our House, and Harvest Guest. So our focus is, number one, for the local veterans, and then for other items, we distribute up to the Toma VA. And of course, all those items that are collected every year, and it's always the second Wednesday in December at the Richland County Bank lobby.
There are various items suggested to donate for the veterans.
All items that are donated absolutely have to be new, never used. That could be personal care items, clothing, sweets, candies, bars, cookies. But clothing is always an interesting item.
Other suggested items include warm stocking caps, mittens, and gloves, forever stamps, calendars, a glue gun with extra glue sticks, decks of cards, toiletries, AAA and AA batteries, and diabetic ankle socks. Monetary donations are also accepted. All donations can be dropped off at the Richland County Bank lobby on Wednesday between 9 and 2. If you are unable to drop off any donations that day and need to make arrangements to get them to VFW Post 2267, or if you have any questions, call 608-647-4884. The Wisconsin Alzheimer's Disease Research Center, along with Wisconsin Aging and Disability Resource Center, presents a free quarterly support and education series about brain health and living well with mild cognitive impairment. Pam Kohlberg is a dementia care specialist.
Dementia medically is called major cognitive impairment, but people can have a form that's like more memory issues than normal aging, but it's not a form of dementia, or it can turn into it, but maybe not. So this MCI is something you're going to hear more and more about, which is mild cognitive impairment. And so how do you kind of go about your life? And so what they're going to be talking about that day, it's Friday, December 12th from 9:30 to 11:30. There's this webinar and it happens quarterly. We're going to do it in March and June and September and December next year. But this December, Friday the 12th, it's partnering with your healthcare team.
The educational series, including the upcoming program, is educational and gives participants a chance to get involved in the discussion.
I also love this webinar because they interact. You can ask questions. You can listen to other people.
Partnering with your healthcare team, guest presenters will be geriatrician Nathaniel Chin, speech-language pathologist Carrie Esser, and occupational therapist Sarah Gunderson. They will share how healthcare professionals work together to provide comprehensive care for people living with MCI and their support networks. The program will end with a Q&A session. It will be held Friday from 9:30 to 11:30. The program is free and open to all. If you wish to register to attend in person at Crossing Rivers Health in Prairie du Chien or wish to join the program live via Zoom, you can contact Pam Kohlberg by phone at 608-548-3954 or by email at pkohlberg@junocountywi.gov. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Badgers hockey is number one. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The rankings are out, and the Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team remains ranked number one in the nation after sweeping the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Badgers men's team ranked second in the nation behind the first place Michigan Wolverines. NFL, the Packers back at practice tomorrow. Sunday, they face the Broncos in Denver. The Broncos have won 10 games in a row. Matt LaFleur revealed that despite playing the last 2 weeks, wide receiver Dontavian Wicks still recovering from that ankle injury.
He's been battling through that, and I would say it's day to day. I mean, he was limited in practice, and we'll see how he progresses, but certainly we need him out there.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have the night off. They're going to host the Boston Celtics Thursday night at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Bucks trying to snap a two-game losing streak. Baseball, the editors of Baseball America have named the Milwaukee Brewers the Major League Organization of the Year and named Pat Murphy their Manager of the Year. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy today with some areas of freezing rain developing this afternoon, changing to snow tonight with rain and snow tonight into tomorrow morning. We could get an inch or two of accumulation with snow ending tomorrow. Our high today, 33, 26 tonight, right around 30 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.